In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Americans are cutting back on spending, but the primary reason may surprise you.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new survey by Bankrate.com finds that 65% of Americans are limiting their monthly spending. But the main reason is not because their wages are stagnant. Here to tell us what the key reason is and how it's indicative of the economy is Bankrate.com Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride. Okay, Greg, I've left it to you. Why are nearly two-thirds of Americans reining in their spending?
Well, we've seen a change, and I honestly think that the reason they're doing so now is actually a good reason, and that is the top answer is that people feel like they need to save more money, that that's the reason they're holding back. 30% of Americans cited that as the reason why they're holding back on their spending. And that's a change from where we had been the past few years. It was stagnant income was the predominant reason people were holding back, and that need to save more was a second-place choice. But those two have flip-flopped. I think it's reflective of the fact that we have finally seen pay increases filter out more broadly to the population. And what we're seeing now is that people are taking that money, and rather than spending it, they are finally channeling that towards savings to make some headway on a front where they really haven't had much progress in recent years.
Right. This is the first time in 4 years the survey didn't find that the main reason was stagnant income. Now, broken down by age, Greg, we find millennials, those aged about 18 to 35, were most likely to give saving money as a reason.
Yes, and they were followed by those in Gen X. And, you know, we see a big difference between those two generations in the sense that millennials, they tend to be much more savings-focused. Having a front-row seat for the financial crisis has really driven home the importance of having emergency savings. And so we have long seen a greater inclination towards savings among the millennials, a greater tendency to have savings than their counterparts in Gen X. So, I think that, consistent with what we found before, millennials are savings focused more so than their counterparts. Gen X, they need to save. They had traditionally done a pretty poor job of tucking money away, particularly for emergencies. So the fact that they're in a position to finally move the needle a little bit on that front is reassuring.
Right. Millennials came in at 48% saying saving money was the main reason. Gen X came in at 31%. And as we might expect, stagnant income was heavily tilted toward Americans age 62 and up, as you could expect with retirees who live on a fixed income.
Yeah, and then that's not a surprising result. The change is that used to be a very broad-based answer across the age groups. Now you really are just seeing that among the group that you would expect to see it from, those that are most inclined to be living on a fixed income to begin with.
Overall in this survey, 10% of respondents said having too much debt was a reason for limiting their monthly spending. And older millennials, age 26 to 35, they cited too much debt more often than other age groups. And I guess this was because of student loans.
And very often, yes. We see this a lot where, the graduates that they've been out of the college for a few years, they've been in the workforce, they have student loan debt, and now they're having to calibrate that sort of income in the real world with their student loan debt. So, yeah, big focus among the debt burdens, particularly among older millennials. But more generally, we find that the need to save really outpaces those concerns about debt, even among millennials.
How significant is this, Greg? Those in the silent generation, at least age 71, they pointed to worries about the economy more than any other age group.
I think that it's, if you look at sort of other age groups, the fact that they are citing it much less, only about one in seven is saying that they're worried about the economy and that that's their reason for holding back on spending. The economy's not hitting the cover off the ball by any means, but, it's hanging in there, and we're the best house in a bad neighborhood if you look at it from a global perspective. So the economy's hanging in there, unemployment's low, people are working, and so I think you see that reflected in the attitudes of of most Americans. It's those that are, you know, living on a fixed income or highly dependent upon interest income, where they've, you know, they really have tend to have a more sour view on the economy simply because it's really decimated their bottom lines in terms of what they're earning on their conservative investments.
Greg, let's talk about Bankrate.com's Financial Security Index. It rebounded to 101.3, indicating improvement over the past year.
Yeah, and we saw improved readings on a few fronts, job security, comfort level with debt, overall financial situation, all of those real areas of strength. And, you know, of course, job security, you know, consistent with the continuing job growth that we've seen in the economy, the unemployment rate, you know, down around the 5% mark, you know, even, you know, in terms of the people that are holding back on spending, worries about job security barely registered. Only 3% cited that as the reason. So I think, you know, a lot of readings that are very consistent with an improving job market and one where people are finally starting to see pay increases.
Any reading above 100 indicates improved financial security over the past year, while readings below 100 profess deterioration in financial security over the past year. And again, the score was 101.3. And Bankrate broke this down by political party as well.
Yeah, we did. We took a look at that, and some, you know, I did fairly stark differences, you know, between the different political affiliations. Keeping in mind that a reading of 100 is the real line of demarcation between people that say things have gotten better for them versus those that say that have gotten worse. Those that identify as Democrats, you know, solidly said that they feel like their financial situations have improved over the last year, whereas Republicans and Independents both said that their situations had deteriorated over the last year. With independents, we did see improved readings relative to a month ago. So it's still a negative outlook, but not as negative as what we had seen the prior month.
Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.